Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It's certainly a great day if you are a Republican, if you are looking forward to the election of 2022, not just because there are a bunch of primaries, and there are primaries that are taking place in states where Republicans are hoping to do very, very well, particularly Nevada, where if the Republicans win the Senate race against Catherine Masto, that if they actually win that Senate race, they could win control of the U.S. Senate, not just the House. They could also pick up three, count them, three congressional seats. Who says so? One of the congressmen who's being threatened. Those are three congressional seats. All three of the seats for the state of Nevada are held right now by Democrats, all of whom are considered to be vulnerable. There is all kinds of good news for Republicans, not so much for people on the Democratic Party side or on the left. There's a piece by Doug Schoen, who himself describes himself as a centrist Democrat committed to restoring bipartisanship. He is an author. He has been a Fox News contributor. He is a consultant, strategist, and top pollster who worked once upon a time for President Clinton and for Mike Bloomberg when he was the mayor of New York City. His most recent book is called America Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy. And he points out in a column just published that Democrats could be on a pace for a historic rout in November. And Doug Schoen writes that three recent developments indicate that Democrats' already shaky political prospects are deteriorating further, and suggests that the party could be on track to experience a historic rout worse than 1994, worse than 2000, that was the Obamacare election, in the midterm elections. So, Doug, what are the main factors you believe in driving the Democratic prospects down and down?
Well, a number of things. First, declining ratings for the president, down almost to Nixonian levels, Michael. That's number one. Number two, the issue of inflation, the supply chain issues, and the fact that the inflation is particularly related to the gas pumps and the supermarkets where people are every day. It's instructive to me that with the January 6th hearings going on, the available poll data that I've seen shows that Donald Trump's numbers have stayed the same or improved, with findings that suggest behavior and conduct that is unprecedented for an American president or political leader. So I think, and the fact that, and we've talked about this before, the Democrats themselves are completely out of touch with what the American people are looking for, and Biden shows no inclination to want to do the kind of mid-course correction Bill Clinton did in 94.
One of the things that I know that many Democratic spokespeople say they're optimistic about is it does look like there is a bipartisan deal on some incremental gun regulation legislation. It's the kind of thing Democrats have been calling for a long time. And would that be a one of those issues where the Democrats could say, oh, look, Biden got it done? Or is the fact that it's bipartisan with such prominent Republicans as John Cornyn and Pat Toomey and Mitt Romney all supporting this gun legislation, could Republicans actually benefit from it as much as Democrats.
Yeah, I think the latter is the case, Michael. I think that this will benefit the Republicans much more because, again, as we discussed, there are enough suburban moderates, independents, disproportionately probably women, who for a variety of reasons couldn't vote for Donald Trump and feel the Republican Party is too extreme. This, I think, helps moderate those sentiments and demonstrate that the Republicans can, in a common sense way, cooperate. At the same time, the Democratic base really wants a lot more in terms of gun control, and clearly they're not going to get anything beyond this very, very modest compromise.
Yeah, I think that what has happened, and do you see this as changing, that the reason that it's been so difficult to get any kind of Democratic gun control legislation through is not the polling, which shows that 70-80% of people say they want things like enhanced background checks, but it's that the people who own guns are just more passionate about this issue because
precisely
it's
correct. Correctly. Exactly correct. The people who vote on guns, and I think until very recently, abortion, have been those that are against abortion and pro-gun. And so those are issues that motivate a segment of the electorate that, notwithstanding what the polling may say, produces results that, unless you're cognizant of those two facts, could be very confusing.
Yeah, in other words, whatever the polls show, the people who really care about it are pro-life and pro-gun. That's why there are a bunch of Republican candidates, including Mara Flores, who could actually capture a very Democratic seat in the Rio Grande Valley, who she has right on her poster, God, Family, Country, and she is, yes, pro-gun, and yes, pro-life, which is an increasingly popular position with Latinos.
And one other issue, which is also not unpopular with Latinos, despite what my Democratic colleagues believe, which is immigration control. Those that are here and voting played by the rules, Hispanic immigrants, and they want legal immigration, not illegal immigration, and the dominant, or some instances not dominant, a white majority almost certainly wants border control, something Joe Biden, for whatever reason, appears disinclined or uninterested in doing.
No, it's remarkable, and he was saved by a judge on that, what is it, Article 42.
42, yeah.
Yeah, and but that still is pending and threatens the president and threatens the country. So let me ask you about this.
And control of the Senate.
Without question. Very quickly, Doug, right now there seems to be overwhelming support, and it's bipartisan, for raising the age for gun purchases on weapons like the AR-15, raising it from 18 to 21. Why can't they get that done?
Because, again, those that are motivated to vote on the issue are the pro-gun people. The anti-gun people have not built a critical mass of support on the issue. I think that's it.
Okay. In terms of something else that you talked about here, you also talked in your column, you talk about three factors, and the third factor is the inability to change the subject. Do you think a lot of people are going to be voting when we come back? Let's talk about whether people are actually going to be voting on anything they found out or learned in the hearings for the January 6th committee. Is there a way that the Democrats could be presenting the array of charges in the background of that riot with a more effective ability to reach people? We will talk about that and more with Doug Schoen, his most recent book, America, Unite or Die, How to Save Our Democracy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, speaking with Doug Schoen. His most recent column over at The Hill says Democrats could be on a pace for a historic rout in November. He says losing even more decisively in the House election, the Senate election, than Democrats lost under Bill Clinton, his first midterm election in 1994, and then lost again even more decisively and catastrophically under Barack Obama in back in 2010. Okay, here is the question and the challenge for Republicans this time. Is Republicans won these gigantic victories, the two that you refer to in your column, in 1994 and in 2010, and then they turned around in both cases. First of all, Bill Clinton won a pretty easy re-election 2 years later. And if you take a look at Barack Obama, his re-election wasn't quite so easy, but it was also over 50%. He won re-election. Do the Democrats have any possibility of actually repeating that feat, turning Republican gains in a midterm election actually into a situation where they can then blame the Republicans more credibly for contributing to some of the stuff that the American public doesn't like?
Well, a couple of points. First, the Democrats have to pay deference to American public opinion, something that the left, and I dare say the president himself, has not done a particularly good job of doing. Second, the Republicans, I think, with compromises on guns and potentially on other issues, could help blunt the likelihood of that happening. The biggest asset potentially the Democrats have is Republican overreaching and the tendency by President Trump to run not on the issues of the day, inflation, jobs, prices, the like, but rather on the 2020 election. So if Trump continues to do what he's doing, I think then and maybe even only then would the Democrats benefit from Republican misfeasance and malfeasance.
Okay, and well, what about basically the idea, and a number of people have suggested this, is that if Biden wants to preserve his party's chance for actually winning the presidential election of 2024, that he waits till the results of the midterm election and then announces that he's going to give everything he has to the next 2 years and then leave the nomination of successor open. In other words, to commit himself to serving only one term.
Well, I think in theory that sounds pretty good. The problem is that would make a presumptive nominee Kamala Harris. And while I think she could be challenged, beating a sitting vice president in a Democratic primary, even an unpopular one, is a challenge. And so I'm not sure that would be anything other than a very short-term palliative that would not necessarily prove all that effectual in the real world.
You've advised Democratic presidents before. You were advisor to Bill Clinton, who ended up, whatever you think of him as an individual or whatever you think of his ideology, he ended up being left office as a popular and generally viewed successful president. So what's the advice you would give to Biden and company to avoid this looming disaster?
Yeah, I have tried to offer it, and it's fallen on deaf ears, which is to govern more like Manchin and Sinema and less like Bernie Sanders and AOC. And that would involve things like more bipartisan agreements on issues like guns, on immigration, cut out the spending programs, maybe even some targeted tax cuts to stimulate investment and job creation and job training, but an approach to politics that would be so very different than they've taken now that it is almost impossible for me to believe
that they could do that kind of mid-course correction given what they've done so far. And in fairness to the Biden administration, the power of the left in the Democratic Party. I mean, we worked very closely in 96 with Ron Klain. Klain has become a liberal because that's the easiest way inside the Democratic Party to solidify the base. My strategy would require taking on both the Republicans and the Democrats, something Bill Clinton did do. But now it is even more difficult because the Democratic base is more progressive, more enraged, and more ideologically driven.
Is there anything that you think either party could offer, or both of them, particularly if they did something jointly, to ease the public panic, and it really is becoming a panic about inflation?
I think Biden went so far with spending in the first year and so much overreaching that I'm skeptical. But that being said, it would take a willingness to reduce the size and scope of government, reduce spending, reduce taxes, and a willingness and an ability to hunker down in a way that I just think not probable and potentially not possible. So I guess my simple answer would be very unlikely, if not impossible.
What about for the Republicans? What could Republicans promise to do to fix inflation?
I think what they're going to do is first say they're not Democrats, and they're going to run on their traditional issues of small government and lower taxes, and that'll probably be enough given the antipathy that exists to the Democrats and Joe Biden. But the first rule of politics is do no harm, and if you're way ahead on the issues as they are, the more you're specific, the more challenges you face. See Rick Scott saying, quote, everyone should pay taxes. I mean, that was a gift to the Democrats that they will undoubtedly try to deploy, notwithstanding Scott having backed off that position.
Doug Schoen, his column, it's entitled Democrats Could Be on Pace for a Historic Rout in November. We have posted our website at michaelmedved.com. If you were to guess, well, we'll actually put it as a general question. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The bipartisan group of senators that unveiled an agreement on principle for gun safety legislation on Sunday provided an overview of a forthcoming package of reforms. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn says the agreement left out many of the proposals that had been put forward.
There's a lot of desire on both sides to include additional things, but they were excluded in large part because of our necessity of getting to 60 votes in order to get a bill.
One factor still to be sorted out is how the legislation will be written. Russian troops control about 80% of a fiercely contested eastern Ukrainian city and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainian authorities are still trying to evacuate the wounded. The region's governor acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians is simply not possible right now. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're talking like this.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, as we go forward with the primaries today, there are some fascinating sidelights and leading lights. And part of what this entire process involves is creating a few stars who will be on the covers of magazines, who will be featured in national TV interviews, that there will be a few winners, some of them surprise winners, some of them new faces, some of them old faces who will gain new strength. And if you have a thought as to who you think will emerge from this primary season greatly strengthened, there's one obvious candidate. His name is DeSantis. He's already received a great deal of attention and generated a great deal of enthusiasm on the Republican side. If he wins a gigantic win, and I think he could, in the state of Florida, it will be like afterburner jets. It will make him a very credible challenger for the nomination, even if President Trump does decide to run. And I, for one, am not sure that President Trump will. But we will see. Other names that come up. Today there are two interesting figures, both of whom are being challenged in South Carolina. Now, you'd think South Carolina is a solid Republican state. And these are two solid Republican districts, or more or less solid, one more than the other. Tom Rice was the biggest surprise of the 10 Republicans in the House who voted for the impeachment of President Trump, the second impeachment. And Tom Rice may be forced into a runoff. He almost surely will not get enough votes to get renominated as the Republican candidate without a runoff, which will come a couple of weeks later. He is having a difficult time with that vote. Now, President Trump has also endorsed a challenger to Nancy Mace. and she voted against impeachment. Why? He apparently is upset because she gave a speech after January 6th in which, even though she voted against impeachment, she said that President Trump must be held accountable. And she is being facing another former member of Congress named Arrington in a primary, but she is favored to win tonight. We will watch that. That will be an interesting subplot. But with all of this and looking around the country, there are some people who I would have thought would have a big chance to emerge as stars, one of them being a candidate for governor of Michigan named James Griffin, who's the former police chief in Detroit. Problem is, he's not on the ballot. Right now he's trying to run as a write-in candidate for the Republican nomination. He could win if he does that. And then goes on to beat Governor Whitmer, Gretchen Whitmer, in Michigan. Yes, he would be a major star. And then also in Michigan, John James, who has run for the Senate before and done very well, a former Army officer, extremely charismatic and very persuasive, very smart, top-flight candidate. He is favored to actually win a congressional seat in the newly reapportioned seats that they have in Michigan. And speaking of old faces, new faces, other faces, there was a debate between a prominent Republican, Lindsey Graham, and a very prominent Democrat, Bernie Sanders. It was on Fox News, moderated by Bret Baier. And both senators pointed out the dangers of extreme wings of both parties. Listen, this is clip four.
Can you address that, Senator? I mean, can you say definitively the election was not stolen?
Yeah, I voted to certify the election. There was some mail-in balloting chicanery out there, but no, I voted to certify the election. President Biden's the president.
And what did he win the election?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about all of the candidates out there who are trying to say that he did? Your Republican candidates that you want people to vote for?
Well, what about the people saying defund the police? You talk to them, I'll talk to that crowd.
Right. Your crowd is a lot larger than my crowd.
So here's the point. Why is he talking about Trump? Because he can't talk about anything else.
And I think that's a good comeback, and cleverly handled by Lindsey. And then Lindsey and Bernie on Social Security.
You describe problems, but your answer is always the government. It's always socialism.
Social Security is a government program. I'm sorry about it.
Senator Sanders, your Medicare for All program eliminates private sector health care. It's a $40 trillion revenue increase. It will cost more to maintain Medicare for All than the entire federal government today. There has to be some sense of responsibility here. You just can't tax people into oblivion.
You forgot to tell people, Lindsey, you're right. Social Security has a solvency issue. But the actuaries say we want 75 years of funding coming into Social Security to maintain for 75 years. What I advocated does that.
And then they reach a point of agreement on another politician they both dislike a lot. This is clip six.
Russia, which is invading Ukraine, and one thing Bernie and I agree, is that Putin sucks. So,
I assume you concede that point.
I'm not in favor of the vulgarity, but the intent is correct.
All right. Putin's a bad guy. Yeah, there we go. I'll use the other word.
And and there they go. And then there's a question of the Democrats' energy policy, where Lindsey Graham is fairly dramatic, and he is good at this format at debate. It's actually, listening to this, is kind of surprising that his presidential campaign in 2016 was such a bust. Here's Lindsey on Democrats' energy policy, 7.
At the end of the day, I believe climate change is real, but that's no reason to destroy the fossil fuel industry in this country. We're moving to electric cars, but that's going to be 2034, 2035. Your party has made us miserable when it comes to filling up our tank. Your party took 10 million acres out of production. You closed the ability to produce oil and gas in Anwar. And you wonder why it costs so much to fill up your car. What the hell's happened in the last 2 years? Their policies.
And, is that not a legitimate point? It's interesting that CNN actually did something like this, and it was on Fox, and I shouldn't have given CNN credit, it's Fox, because to allow a fairly articulate and effective spokespeople for two different points of view, it can indicate to people that they're is more than these subsidiary issues. There are some real differences in approach between Republicans and Democrats, and to sort out some of the differences in ideas. Speaking of differences in ideas, there is always controversy about race issues in this country. What's amazing to me is how quickly what people call the reckoning, the obsession with race issues and with racial equity issues, the way that that has sort of receded in the months since the May 2020 death of George Floyd. There's now a piece that's gotten a lot of attention, and it's the kind of piece you would have thought, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, it might have gotten a lot more attention. It's a piece about racism and dolls by Ibram X. Kendi, mega best-selling author, who's worried because his black daughter seems to fall in love with a white blue-eyed doll. We'll talk about that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That's really inappropriate.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And when it comes to critical race theory, one of the leading advocates, one of the most prominent successful writers on this issue is Ibram X. Kendi. He has a piece in The Atlantic, which is autobiographical. It's about his own problem with his baby daughter and a white doll. And let me just give you a little flavor of this article, because it's drawn a lot of attention and it raises a series of very important issues with perspective regarding some of the what people call the reckoning on race. He begins by saying, I noticed. I didn't make much of it. The daycare was closing. I walked over to Imani, that's the name of his daughter, took the blue-eyed white doll out of her hands, picked her up off the carpet and raised her high. She frowned. I smiled. Her frown turned to a smile. It was the summer of 2017. My partner, Sadiqa, and I had just moved to Washington, D.C. We'd selected our neighborhood, Columbia Heights, because we liked its walkability, its access to public transit, and racial diversity. We'd enrolled Imani, our one-year-old daughter, in a daycare about 10 minutes from our new home. The next day, when Sadiqa picked Imani up, she too noticed our daughter playing with the white doll. We laughed it off. We expected Imani to start playing with a different doll or toy soon, but she didn't. Her frown on day one turned into a sharp no on day two when Sadiqa tried to take the doll out of her hands, which turned into a car ride of whining on day three and into an all-out tantrum on day four as she held on firmly to the doll, not wanting to go home. Sadiqa and I were probably unduly sensitive about the whole situation, but we wondered if our black child's attachment to a white doll could mean she had already breathed in what the psychologist Beverly Daniel Tatum called the smog of white superiority. And then Kendi, who's a fine writer, goes through some history of this idea of dolls of different colors and different images of black dolls that began to be sold in the 19th century, where they were often considered very popular toys because it was, well, like buying little comical animals. Talks about white bias in toys and the importance of it. And then he comes back to the conclusion. He says, regardless of your race, it's never too early to consider the messages a child is receiving from the world around them. Color blindness is not an option. Research has demonstrated that even at 1 year old, our children notice different skin colors. We can impress upon children the equality of dark and light colors. At this age, books are a key tool. Among Imani's favorites were Matthew A. Cherry's Hair Love, which shows children the beauty of different hair textures, and Joanna Ho's Majestic Eyes That Kiss in the Corners, which emphasizes the equality of different shaped eyes. The idea that this is very important for raising our kids, well, dolls, too, he writes, can make a great teaching tool. We can use dolls to acknowledge difference in skin color, but dismiss the racist notions that the darker, the worse. A diverse assortment of toys can, in general, open dialogue around prejudice and enable discussion and empathy. That's the written by the psychologist C.N. Jones. But he points out, at home, Imani had a wide array of diverse toys, but Sadiqa and I hadn't thought about their presence at Imani's daycare. On day 5, Sadiqa and I arrived at the daycare together. Imani loved when both of us picked her up. When we walked in, she tossed the white doll aside and ran to hug us. Group hugs, Sadiqa shouted, widening her arms as I did the same. Imani buried her face between our legs. Sadiqa and I made eye contact. Then doll 4, parents 1. Anger overtook me, not at the daycare's owner, at myself. Imani had been going here for several weeks, and not once did I examine the toy chests. It turns out Imani did not choose to play with the white doll over dolls of color. She hadn't had another option. After all these years, how many children still don't have another option in their toy chests, libraries, or schools? What does the overrepresentation of white dolls tell children about who their caregivers think is important? We told the owner about the white dolls before leaving for the day. Changes came, but I had failed my doll test. Okay, so they win on this one. They got some more integrated dolls, and you can understand why. I mean, it seems to me a perfectly legitimate concern to have dolls of different colors and different genders. But the idea that he writes here, he says color blindness is not an option. Isn't there a tremendous amount of space in between being as color conscious as Ibram X. Kendi is, and he clearly is, he writes about that. He is, one of his best-selling books has been a kid's book, How to Raise a Baby Anti-Racist, and basically has all kinds of things to try to make children more color conscious. Does anyone really believe that the best way to move to equity, to understanding, to unity in the country is to emphasize color consciousness rather than trying to maybe emphasize human consciousness and to be less obsessed with differences in background? I would think that with the fairly complicated background that Kendi has written about for himself, that the idea of trying to emphasize our commonalities rather than our differences, either physical or cultural, is something that might be an American goal. There's some of that goal actually realized in a new movie where Adam Sandler plays the husband of Queen Latifah, and they have a fairly loving marriage. It's also a loving film about basketball with some remarkable performances. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Adam Sandler takes a break from goofy comedy to play an obsessed basketball scout for the Philadelphia 76ers, who will do anything to sign a 6'9" phenomenon and then bring him from Spain to the city of brotherly love in Hustle. Now streaming on Netflix.
I love this game. I live this game.
I gotta work. My mom and my daughter, they mean everything to me.
You come to Philly, your whole world's gonna change overnight.
Accomplished actors like Ben Foster, Robert Duvall, and Queen Latifah add some depth to the proceedings, but the real stars are two actual NBA players who deliver shockingly accomplished performances. Juancho Hernan Gomez of the Utah Jazz is the vulnerable and deeply sympathetic main character, while Anthony Edwards of the Minnesota Timberwolves makes a stunningly slick and charismatic rival and villain. Rated R entirely for language and sex references. 3 stars for the unexpectedly engaging Hustle. And it is a shockingly terrific movie. Congratulations to Adam Sandler and to Juancho Hernan Gomez, who has a real future in acting when his NBA days are done. Do Democrats need a Trump of their own to win in 2024? That's a question posed by the Daily Beast. We'll consider it tomorrow. The subheading, maybe a celebrity with a cult of personality is the way the party survives Biden sleepwalking to certain defeat. Oprah? Are they talking about for president or a vice president? Who knows? Then Stanford's war on social life. Stanford's new social order offers a peek into the bureaucrats' vision for America. It's a world without risk, without genuine difference, or the kind of group connection that makes teenage boys want to rent bulldozers and build islands. It is a world largely without unencumbered joy. Really? Speaking of unencumbered joy, we will speak to one of the leading financial prognosticators in the country. What's going to happen with the Fed reaching a big decision to the Dow, to the coming recession, or is there one? Plus primary results in Nevada and South Carolina and across the country, including a key race in Texas. That and more all coming up next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.